This is Dylan Rosola reporting for this week's M News. Tragic shooting this week, killing 26 people after a man walks into a church and opened fires. This brings up the question, should the U.S. ban guns? Gun enthusiast Joe Genoese says this.
I do not think that banning guns is the answer to the issue. I think that anyone that wants a gun should be able to get one. I believe the answer to the gun control problem lies in the fact that it is incredibly easy to buy a weapon to kill someone. And I just don't think it should be like that. It is perfectly legal to walk into any licensed gun show and buy a gun. No background check, just show your ID and go, and you have a death machine right in your hands. And I think it should be one of the hardest things to do, but possible for everyone to get.
Former All-Star pitcher Roy Halladay crashed his plane off the Gulf of Mexico and perished. The 40-year-old former professional baseball player was flying his plane alone when it went down. Baseball fan Elliot Conover says this.
It was pretty unfortunate. When I heard it, I was honestly shocked. I didn't really know about him too much. I just know that he's one of the greatest pitchers in the league, and it's just super unfortunate that we lost a great pitcher like him.
Also in baseball this week, the 2017 World Series was a whirlwind of emotion for the Los Angeles Dodger fans and Houston Astro fans. The Astros came out on top after a close Game 7. L.A. Dodger fan Mitch Kellogg says,
yeah, you know, it was a great series. I'm mad the Dodgers lost, obviously, from being from Los Angeles and them being my favorite team and all, but, you know, at the end of the day, I'm a baseball fan, and it was one of the best World Series I've personally ever seen, and I just hope that they get another chance next year.
Thank you, Mitch. This was this week's news here on the M News.